Entering the central void, Captain. All engines running within normal parameters.
Thank you, Helm. Halfway home already. Keep this up and the owners will have to pay us a bonus.
Warning. Collision alert.
What the? Emergency warning. Deceleration. Collision alert. Now!
Warning. Collision alert. Warning.
Oh, computer, shut up!
I swear it wasn't there a moment ago.
Let's not worry about that now. Can you identify that ship?
Its configuration isn't listed. There's another ship. Same configuration.
Where did it come from?
It just appeared. My God, they're heading straight for us.
Full reverse engines.
They've opened fire. The engines, they've been hit.
Communications. Send out a distress signal. This is the captain. Stand by to repel orders.
Sir, they're opening a communication channel. It's hazy, but I'm getting something.
Well, put it on speaker.
Agati, we surrender.
Doctor Who, Smokescreen, written by Peter Graham, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 1.
Okay, Taylor, what's so important that you have to drag me away from a comfortable bunk?
I've been doing a little investigating. You know how I can't resist a computer system.
You shouldn't do that. You could get us all into serious trouble.
Chang may have a point there, Taylor. Your little pastime could really annoy our paymasters if you get caught.
Relax, Sarge. I won't get caught. I'm just too good.
Is that why you were so desperate to enlist as a mercenary?
Okay, so I won't get caught a second time. There. Our transit orders. The ones we weren't meant to see.
It's got to be some sort of mistake, right?
I knew the Legati were desperate to find a cure for the plague, but I didn't think they'd go this far.
The question is, what are we going to do about it?
Guy, for goodness sake, wait!
Oh, come on, there's a wonderful view from up here.
Look, it's dangerous to wander off on your own.
Did I ask to be treated like a child?
Of course not, and I was...
Look, besides, this place looks like it's been dead for centuries. Look,
old walls have a habit of falling down on people. Besides, the Deucalions might have left some nasty surprises behind.
What? Booby traps?
Well, some species get very sensitive about people poking around in their remains.
Doctor?
Hmm?
Did the rift have something to do with them dying off?
Oh, probably. It's relatively harmless to us at this range. For a while, anyway.
Oh, that's a relief, but...
Worried?
No, just thinking that perhaps I should have worn my hat after all. Doesn't seem so beautiful now. Thought it was just an unusual wormhole.
Well, it's more a tear in the fabric of space and time.
Is it the reason we're here?
Well, it's emitting enough wideband and tachyon radiation to confuse our watcher. At least I hope so.
Oh, like a smokescreen.
Exactly. As I said, old walls have a habit of falling down on people.
We are alone here, aren't we?
Of course we are.
They don't look like Legati to me.
We didn't look like Legati when we were fighting their war for them.
Maybe if you hadn't shot them, we could have asked what they were doing here.
Oh, why didn't I see that bus coming?
Actually, it was a phase-modulated energy beam set to stun. Oh, but the result's very much the same.
Oh, what happened?
Well, it seems we're not the only ones hiding out on Deucalia.
Criminals, do you think?
Well, they look more like deserters.
Awake at last, eh? Needed to catch up on your beauty sleep, did you?
Oh, get lost!
Oh, don't mind him. He just becomes very unfriendly when people shoot at him without provocation. I've no idea why.
Hey, look. Shooting you wasn't my idea.
Well, whose was it then?
It was Sergeant Harris. He tends to shoot first and ask questions later.
Does he get many answers that way?
Evidently not as many as you're getting now. Are you always this flippant?
Are you always this violent?
All right, Chang. You can go and help Taylor.
Yeah, sure.
I brought you some food.
What are you going to do with that knife?
This!
Ah! Leave him alone!
That's a lot more comfortable, isn't it?
Yes, much better.
You couldn't eat your food with your hands tied, could you?
Thank you.
Tell me what you were doing on Deucalia.
Would you believe the same as you? Hiding.
I might. but you'll have to convince me. What the?
Armed Lagardi fighter.
They wouldn't go to all this trouble just to catch us, would they?
Maybe they were just passing and thought they'd pop in for a quick look.
Jim, don't keep an eye on the prisoners. I left them untied.
What the hell did you do that for?
It doesn't matter now, but I don't want them getting up to any mischief. You understand?
Sure.
Don't be so hard. She's new to soldiering.
Well, that's rich coming from you.
I'm just trying to keep her alive. Any chance they picked up her shuttle on their scanners?
The Rift's interference wouldn't give them a clear reading.
It seems we won't have long to wait.
Security droids. I make 16.
Standard procedure.
Setting up a security perimeter? Good idea. That's not military equipment.
I don't think they're here for us.
What then?
Perhaps we should send some.
I've been sent to ask for the proverbial cup of sugar.
But I identify myself.
Behind the doctor. Take me to your leader. Speak to me, Taylor.
These field glasses haven't been the same since that skirmish on Pelham 4. Ah, that's better. He's approaching the security droid now, and...
And?
He's just bound to it.
A Mark 6 security droid? I wouldn't do that for anything less than a Mark 9.
He might still tell them about us.
He won't. Not if he wants to see his friend again. Which reminds me, I better relieve Cheng on guard duty.
How are you? Hang about. I don't even know your name.
It's Guy, and I can't feel my hands and feet.
Here, I'll untie them.
What's happened to my friend?
Last I heard, he was heading towards the Lagardi freighter. There, how's that?
Better. These Lagardi, just how bad are they?
Not bad as such, just desperate.
Desperate?
Because of the ravage.
What's that then?
Where have you been?
We travel a lot.
It's a disease, a biological weapon that the Sigma used.
What, against the Lagardi?
Yep.
Who are the Sigma then?
Full of questions, aren't you?
Would you expect any less?
For a quiet day off, yes. But I can see I'm not getting one of those any time. Nobody knows for sure who the Sigma are. It's an old Lagardi word meaning demon ghosts.
Why does this sound like some urban fairy tale all of a sudden?
I'm serious. That's what they call them.
When will people ever learn to use their imagination?
Look, do you want me to fill you in or not? Their ships materialised in the middle of Lagardi space one day and launched an attack. First, a few merchant ships went missing. Then contact was lost with several Lagardi colonies. Are you even listening?
Do you mind if I stand up? Why are you hiding from the Lagardi?
The Ravage doesn't affect humans, so they recruit any of us willing to fight for them as mercenaries.
And you had second thoughts after you found out what war was really like?
I volunteered after I'd seen Lagardi children die from a disease that slowly ate away their body tissue.
Sorry. Then why'd you desert?
Like I said, the Lagardi are desperate. They want to find out why humans are immune to the Ravage.
So?
They started selecting some of their human mercenaries for vivisection. We only found out because Corporal Taylor's a genius when it comes to computers.
Wait a minute. What's to stop the Lagardi from grabbing the doctor for the same reason?
Nothing, I suppose.
I'm very sorry about this.
Sorry for what?
Sorry for that.
Stop right there!
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Taylor, get in here! Now!
Ah, our intruder. Do come in.
Oh, thank you very much.
Not you! Return to your station. One of the effects of the Ravage. Shortage of real personnel.
The Ravage?
A gift from our enemy. Why else do you think I look as though I should have been buried a week ago?
A biological weapon, I see. Are you the captain?
Commodore Kemp, in command of this expedition.
Uh, to what?
Oh dear, you don't seem to quite understand this interrogation process, do you? You see, I ask you the questions.
Come on, Chang, it's only pain.
I've got him on the motion detector. He's somewhere on this level.
Taylor, wait for us. Don't get separated.
Don't worry, I can take care of myself.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Isn't that usually the last thing someone says before being hideously murdered?
Come on, we're just going to have to grin and bear it.
Your spacecraft, we haven't seen it.
It's neatly parked out of the way.
And out of sight?
Well, I suppose so.
And you claim you're here because of the rift?
That's right.
How many people do you have in your expedition?
Key personnel, around 5.
Not a very large group.
These are truly dull questions. Did you know that?
They're functional. Now answer them.
Well, the group's adequate for taking readings, that sort of thing.
Yes, readings. As regularly recorded by the Hazards to Navigation Administration's Rift surveys over the last 50 years.
Really?
Yes. Here we are, the complete listing of their results. The rift continued to shrink exponentially until 23 years ago. Then it stabilized and has remained constant ever since.
Yes, that's very odd, isn't it?
Why?
Well, in my experience of these things, natural processes don't just stop in mid-flow. Well, not naturally anyway.
And it's this aspect you're investigating?
Well, somebody ought to, don't you think?
You make it sound as if some outside agency is responsible.
Well, perhaps I'm being a little paranoid.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you?
Am I what? Look, functionality is one thing, but please do make some small amount of sense.
Are you being a little paranoid?
As I said, perhaps.
Yes, perhaps. But?
Well, something about it bothers you?
Something about this planet. Just a feeling of being manipulated.
This expedition of yours?
Yes.
What's its purpose?
Medical research.
Really?
The Deucalions were known to be very advanced in certain areas of medical technology. Naturally, we hope to gain some knowledge from their records that will lead to a cure for the Ravage.
Naturally. Evidently it wasn't advanced enough to prevent their own extinction, though.
Nevertheless, any hope is worth exploring.
Oh, yes, of course.
Perhaps you shouldn't be away from your friends for too long. They might start to worry about you.
Don't you want to interrogate me further?
I think it might be more useful, from my point of view, to have you continue your investigation.
You want me to do some snooping on your behalf?
Let's just say that I won't interfere with your research, as long as you share any interesting findings with me.
Taylor, where are you?
Over here. We can't be far away. We must be lying low.
Stay where you are till we get there, Corporal.
What the?
Taylor, what's happened?
What are they doing here?
Worry about that later. Get ready to pull back.
What about Taylor and Guy?
Forget them, Chang. We're going to withdraw. When I give the word, fall back. I'll cover you. Go! Damn! Last man. Last grenade. Last bloody chance!
In Smokescreen Part 1, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Helm Officer Bill Billingsley, Captain Vitol Tietze, Computer Voices Rosalind Graham, Harris Owen Spratley, Taylor Michelle Ladley, Chang Rosalind Graham, Droid Voice Matthew Kapelke, Commodore Kemp David Hutchinson, and Cyberman Voices were by Matthew Kapelke. Smokescreen was written by Peter Graham, Production Secretary was David Hutchinson. Script editing was by Vitol Tietze. The title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra. Incidental music was by Chris Thompson. Post-production was by Matthew Kapelke. Smokescreen was produced and directed by Matthew Kapelke. Copyright 2001, BTR Productions.
No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.